faces, worn out faces, bright and early for the daily races, going nowhere, the tears are filling up their glasses, no expression, no expression, hide my head, I wanna drown my sorrow, no tomorrow, no tomorrow.
G'day everyone, it's Ian here again. Ian Cath on all social networks. Ian Cath, not all one word as in Big Rig. Ian Cath as in all one word. If you're confused what all that means, go and check out All One Word on Audioboo and you might understand what I'm talking about. And thank you to everybody who's involved in Octava. I really enjoyed Octava, and in a way, this song reminds me of one of the things I was going to bring up in Octava, but I didn't bother doing any content. It's such a happy tune. I really like this tune, Mad World. It's so pleasant and bubbles along nicely. The lyrics, though, are really sad. And I find that juxtaposition sometimes with the music really fascinating, that you can have stuff that is morose on one side, either the lyrics or the melody, but the other side is really wonderful. I think another one is Suicide is Painless, you know, the theme to MASH. It's a great tune, but the sentiments are horrible. So I think Mad World's like that too. Hey, how are you, everybody? This is take two of this. I recorded this same attempt at this audio boo a couple of days ago on Friday. It's Sunday morning now, and I'm just going for a little stroll down by the river, as is my wont. But on Friday morning, I did a recording, and, oh well, I screwed up, didn't I? And I lost it. And that's the way it is. I just want to play catch up on a few things that have happened in a little while, because I haven't been overly active here at Audioboo, but that's okay, isn't it? You know, I wanted to participate in Octava, but I didn't quite get around to it, and that was because of a few technical aspects of the gear I've got. I mentioned in a previous Audioboo that I've got a big fat iMac now, and I actually wanted to do some real production on it, and I sort of had to get that up set up and running. And I also bought a pair of studio monitors. Oh, isn't that a joyous experience? I've never had really good speakers before. I had a set of Yamaha computer speakers plugged into this computer and the previous computer and the previous computer before that. I've had them since, goodness, the mid-90s, I suppose. And they were pretty good speakers. But I've always wanted a set of studio monitors ever since I got into podcasting and that. I've thought it'd be nice to upgrade at some stage. And I went out and I did a bit of research and I found a pair of studio monitors that I could get here in Brisbane, and I went over to the store and they didn't have them in stock, but they happened to have something else that was a little bit better and just a little bit more money. And because they didn't actually have them in their packaging, I had to get them off the shelf. The display stock, gave them to me for the same price as the previous one. So I got a really good deal. $300 for a pair of, I don't know what brand they are. If you're really interested, send me a DM and I'll find out, because they don't have the label on the front of them. But they're very good 5.5-inch audio monitors. And the sound quality is literally disturbingly good. And I mean disturbing, because I was listening to WFMU out of New York, the radio station, and I'm playing some vinyl, and it was noisy and it was clicking and there were pops and all the noise coming off the vinyl records I could finally hear for the first time ever. And it was like I said, it was disturbing because I'm used to all that stuff because of inferior speakers being filtered out. These monitors are just stunning. So much so that at one stage I was listening to a podcast and I spun around because I thought there were a couple of kids at the door making some noise, but it wasn't. It was on the podcast. Really, really brilliant speakers. It's made me appreciate a lot of things so much more, you know, quality audio production and also quality music. Yeah, these musicians go to so much trouble and spend so much time and effort producing their content and engineering and getting it all right. And then we compress it with nasty MP3s and low bitrate compression and cassettes and shitty digital CDs and we forget what really good audio sounds like. And these monitors are reintroducing to me to high quality audio, and it's wonderful. So I got some new monitors. I got a new big fat computer, and then I got an interface. I've got a bit of hum on these monitors because I'm just coming out of the headphone jack on the new computer, and also my previous audio interface to get my microphone, my little mixing desk into the computer, is a FireWire connection, and the new computer doesn't have a FireWire connection, so I had to get a new interface, USB interface for the mixer and the microphone, and that's a perfect thing to run my speakers through. So I've had to get one of those as well, but now we've got problems with the software update because they aren't up to speed with Mavericks, and there's a few glitches with that, so I've got a few problems there. So it's all part of dealing with the technology, which I don't mind too much. It's a bit of fun. So I never quite got around to doing Octava, but I want to say up front that Sassy Cat did an awesome job. If you're listening to this, Sassy Cat, and you, I don't know if you do follow me or listen to my audio booze, but yeah, those people who do, we all appreciate what she did and the amount of effort she put into it to corral those cats and get all the data together, get the information, come up with the ideas, write the blog posts, then do a bit of audio to encourage people to do it. You know, it takes a lot more effort. And those of us who produce content online realise how many hours she would have put into it, as well as producing her own content. So Sassy Cat, if you're listening to this, thanks very much for putting in a huge effort, because I think it motivated a lot of people to stretch themselves and put out some pretty interesting stuff. I thoroughly enjoyed listening to Octava and learning about things. I might participate next year. We'll see how things go. And I've got a few things I want to bring up, which is a little bit... Well, put it this way. What I liked about it is probably what I'll comment about one day, and that is, it's the stories associated with music. It's all of you people out there, all of your individual stories that you blended with music is what I'm more interested in. I care less about the music than I do about the stories. So to each and every one of you who produced content, and some of you went to quite a bit of trouble, I sent out some DMs to people complimenting them on their composition of content for Octava, and it was wonderful to hear all of the stories associated with their music passions. One of the reasons why I started this audio boo with Mad World is it's one of the reasons why I recorded the audio boo the other day that never got published, and repeating it now is I've got a few days off. I've got unplugged for 4 days. I've got the weekend and Friday and Monday the side of it, so I wanted to get a bit of time to myself. I'm slipping into that old routine that is all too easy when you've got a job and you're working for the man, that regular income, the regular work, the routine, and I really don't like that. A lot of people love it. A lot of people love surety. No, it's false. There's no such thing as security in life. But there is the illusion of it, and a lot of people like to play that game of the illusion of certainty. Whereas I actually don't like it. I like life to be a bit interesting, a little bit scary, a little bit on the edge. I don't like it being completely wild. When I was in freefall beginning of last year, that was a little bit uncomfortable. But I do not like having guaranteed rigid lifestyle. I like to shake it up a little bit. So I said it to my supervisor the other day. I said, listen, I want to have Friday and Monday off. I've had a long weekend. Do a few of my own things. Do a bit of publishing. Do a bit of digital stuff. Get on the learning curve. I've just got Final Cut Pro 10 and I'm watching some educational videos and I want to get up to speed with Final Cut using that. It's a pretty steep learning curve at the moment. So there's things like that that I want to do, rather than just doing the routine stuff day in, day out. Now, it's nice to have the regular income. Oh, believe me, I really like that. But I'm in a situation whereby I've managed to crank my expenses right back so that if I don't happen to earn that regular weekly income every week, it's not a crisis for me. There's three jet skis going up the river beside me, so it's a little bit noisy at the moment. So I just said, bugger it, I'm going to unplug for a couple of days and do a bit of my own thing. And I can feel now that I'm 2.5 days into it, I can feel this revitalization. Many years ago when I started living the digital lifestyle, I actually had a permanent part-time job. It was 3 days a week, and the other 2 days I was learning how to deal with the digital world. Back in 07, I knew nothing about how to produce content online. I had only ever done a little bit of casual surfing, so I had a huge learning curve. And I found the best way to do that was to just unplug. And I found it great to be able to work part-time in each of the two worlds, you know, one the trade and one the digital, because being my nature, I like to have a bit of variety, and it was nice to crank up, it was nice to go and do the trade work, and by the time I started getting pissed off and irritated with that, it was time to go and do the digital stuff. In the meantime, I'm listening to podcasts, I'm learning how to do things, and then I go and do the digital stuff. And after I've done a couple of days of sitting on my ass at home, and I'm starting to feel a bit stale and a little bit sick of that non-physical activity, I'm back into doing the physical work. So I had this beautiful light and shade, and I did that for about 2 years, and it was great. And I was constantly motivated to learn the digital and get into it, and I was quite happy to go to work and earn a few dollars and do the trade stuff. It was a beautiful balance, and it's something that I've always tried to have. Even if I haven't had, say, the trade work, I've always got out and about, gone for a walk like I'm doing right now to get a little bit of physicality into my life rather than sitting down for 8 hours every day. I think it can get very stale if you're just sitting down staring at a computer too much. So I have unplugged this weekend, and I'm taking a little bit of time to get out and recreate and do my own thing and spend some time with friends and socializing and just get away from that daily, weekly routine of work. It's something that I need to do from time to time. I've been enjoying the audio booze a great deal and listening to everybody's content outside of Octava. It's been quite wonderful to get to know people. Phil Sorrow, Dean Reed, Big Rick, you know, listening to you, all you guys, Turbo Stream, finding out what you're up to, Mac, Paul Armani, Bernie, of course, Bernie's trip to the US. I'd love to know a bit more about that, Bernie. Well, how did you find things over there after so long being away, being an expat overseas? What's it like in the US these days? And it's exciting to see Christian Payne documentally here in Australia at the moment and seeing what he's getting up to. Spending a whole month in Sydney and seems to be enjoying himself. I'd love to know what your thoughts are, Christian, about what you see and what the culture is like. So, no, it's fascinating to hear everybody and what you've been up to. I'm still using Boss Jock. I just took my finger off the record button, then you probably heard it. I'm still trying to understand how to use it and how to best get familiar with it. That was one of the reasons why the audio boo I recorded on Friday failed, is I didn't quite know how to use it properly. I'm not sure what else to say at the moment. Ooh, sorry about that. Tell you what, let's just call it quits at that, and I'll catch you later, eh? All the best. Bye-bye.